wonder if I could get a rundown on that little experience you had the night of the 14th.
Yeah, okay. Did you get a hold of Steve?
No, I couldn't get through the office. The phone was busy, and then I tried to get his number from information.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we were flying along at about 900 feet between Bainbridge Island and Seattle.
Yes.
And I was about the midpoint northern tip of Alcott. And all of a sudden, you see this bright thing come across the sky. And it looked like, you know, on a flight path, you might see what it would look like if it had come out of, say, Kingston heading for, you know, Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. It had a long, flaming tail on it. It, you know, like a jet or something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And it proceeded along there, and heading towards Seattle. And we noticed at first it was probably right midpoint Puget Sound in between the two.
Uh-huh.
And we both watched it real careful. And I called King County Tower on the radio and notified them that I'd seen it. So I didn't know what it was. It seemed to have a body to it, so you know what I mean, kind of a glow? Yeah, a main glow in front, and then, you know, with the tail behind it.
Yeah.
Right. It stayed on its normal trajectory, heading towards the Ballard area. And then all of a sudden, as it got over towards the Ballard area, it really glowed. It just really came on strong.
Mm-hmm.
And the tail seemed to die off, and then it disappeared.
I see. Now, did you get a pinpoint time on that?
Well, it was between 6 and 6:30, I can tell you that, definitely. But King County Tower would have my conversation on radio.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to record all conversations. And when I talked to them, I told them, and they said, well, they'd get in touch with the proper authority. And,
yeah.
You know, so, if you probably contact the FAA, they would have that on transcript, exactly what kind of thing too.
Yeah. How about altitude is that off? Do you have any idea?
It was probably, looking through the cockpit there. So it was probably sitting away from 1,000, right around 1,000 feet, a little higher maybe, 1,200 to 1,000 feet.
In other words, you wouldn't have to look up.
No, I did not look
up.
No, all I did was look right out the side of my helicopter. And it never did appear like it had, closed or anything like this. It just all of a sudden, really glowed real bright, and that was it.
Well, now, we had another call. I thought you'd be interested in it. We had another call from a party living on Queen Anne Hill, overlooking the water.
Yeah.
And he was watching the news between 6 and 6:30. He couldn't pinpoint the exact time, but he said he spotted this thing coming down the sound, almost due south, north to south.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it got almost abreast of Seattle, due west of Seattle, as he saw it. And the thing seemed to make a 90-degree turn and just headed east.
Well, that could have been very well, but that would put it on a southerly course if it was heading towards, towards the Kingston area,
mm-hmm.
heading towards the Ballard area, it would be on kind of a southerly course.
Mm-hmm.
But when we seen it, it was no less heading over towards an eastbound heading to the, you might say it was flying the best.
Yeah. What would you say the duration of the sighting was? From the time you first saw it until it just blinked out?
Probably 1 good solid minute.
Mm-hmm.
Minute maybe more.
You didn't hear any other air traffic on that?
No, I even asked the tower in the conversation if anybody else had sighted it, because there were other aircraft in the air at the time. And fact, it was kind of hard to see a lot of distance and keep an eye out for other workouts. I was more attention to the thing that was going through the way, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found any debris or anything out in that area?
No. There's a conflict here. We know we've got two different objects for that night, and possibly yours could be a third.
Oh.
And we're trying to pin it down exactly, get the times as exact as we can to get this jigsaw puzzle put together. But we know there's two different objects. One was seen about running about 620 to about 625, and the sighting range almost in a straight line from northwest up to Vancouver Island and on into BC, southwest or southeast over to the Grand Coulee area. Then we have your sighting, which is much lower altitude.
Yeah.
And then there was a third one, which involved the so-called impact area down around Central and Chehalis.
Yeah. Well, do these meteorites, when they come in like that, do they bust off at times? I don't know about it.
Well, occasionally a large bolide, which is really a large piece of junk, will explode. But usually when they do, why, they're heard for miles. The flash is just fantastic. So I doubt that if that's what we're dealing with. And of course, they usually only last 2 or 3 seconds, maybe 5 seconds up to the most.
Oh, I see. Oh, we're talking about it. Because I took it quite a minute just in my helicopter. My co-pilot, he was watching the whole time too. But like I said, you could really pinpoint the exact time if you contact King County Tower, or actually contact the FAA down on Bowling Field, or King County Field now. And we're supposed to change that ball up again.
Which, this object was traveling in a horizontal trajectory?
Yeah, kind of a, I don't know, say you were at 1,200 feet, and it kind of looked like you were heading down towards the water, towards the Ballard area, and then, poof, it just goes down. But I could see that, at least I thought, I didn't think it crazy.
Yes. Okay, now if we send you a short questionnaire, would you have time to fill it out?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.